Leopold authored several conservation-related writings, including the book A Sand County Almanac. The so-called Leopold Family Shack near Baraboo remains a shrine for the conservation movement, and some call Leopold the father of wildlife ecology. Now state lawmakers and Governor Doyle, who were criticized by environmentalists during the Job Creation Act debate, have approved a bill designating the first weekend in March as Aldo Leopold Weekend. One of Leopold's children, Nina Leopold Bradley, says her early days at the shack taught her about leaving a minimal footprint on the earth.
We were cozy and warm and happy in that little shack, and we learned a lot about the land and how to restore it and bring it back to health.
Bradley acknowledges there are many scars on the Wisconsin landscape, but she says she's especially hopeful when she hears that school children are being taken to nature centers to get their hands in the dirt and experience what the land is all about. The Baraboo-based Aldo Leopold Foundation is also happy with the new bill. Executive Director Buddy Huffaker admits that, like Earth Day, the Leopold Weekend may be briefly observed and then forgotten the rest of the year. But he says Leopold stressed accepting personal responsibility for the land and working together as a community.
So, you know, it's really, what does this mean to me? What am I going to do to rededicate myself to the concept of a land ethic? And what changes can I make in my own life and then demonstrate that through my own personal leadership that ultimately is going to be the most important tribute to Sand County Almanac and Aldo Leopold?
This weekend, the South Central Wisconsin community of Lodi will repeat its annual Lodi Reads Leopold event. Other Leopold-related gatherings are scheduled elsewhere, including in Argyle, Sorona, and Bayside. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.